Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Zero Dark Nudity. Ooh, the world's most entertaining and notorious pop culture podcast. This is your boy Brian, aka El Nino, and today I'm joined with
This is Jordan Brown, aka Doodoo Brown 3879, PS4, and soon to be PS5.
It's Tim Howell, TP Howell on PS4. We'll see about PS5.
Oh,
but not so macho man.
Brian Saber, Captain Cleveland, Browns, Cavs, Indians, CLE till I die.
Boom, 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 boom. We got those wrestling intros back again.
I am the macho man.
So good to have everybody back on. For those of you tuning in, we are, you know, still in the middle of COVID, obviously, so we're doing a little bit of Zoom action still. And today, as you can probably tell by the intro, we're going to be talking all things PS5. The event was this past Thursday after it got pushed from the week before. So Tim's going to recap his awesome little article, and be sure to check him out on our website too. Pop Culture Podcast is the website. Tim does a lot of the wrestling previews and predictions, but he's also done some really good reviews on there. He did the Amazon Auto one. There was a couple other ones he did, and of course he just did the PlayStation 5 event recap. So we'll let Tim kind of kick this off, and then we're just going to go back and forth and talk about all things PS5 for this episode.
Yes, sir. So, their event was this week, the future of gaming. I think one of the bigger surprises, they unveiled two versions of the PS5. Xbox did this with the Xbox One S, where there's a discless version that's all digital. And then one, obviously, with a disc.
That is discless for all of the fans out there.
Discless. They unveiled a couple other things too, a charging dock for the controllers, wireless headset, a media remote, and an HD camera. I think with the PS4, they kind of started a trend of pushing towards streaming with how easy it is to upload your recordings and stuff from there. I'll run through the specs. These have kind of been out there for a while, and I don't know what half of them mean.
Same.
But yeah. CPU, it's got an 8X Zen 2 core. GPU is a 10.28 teraflops. Don't know what a teraflop is, but it sounds cool.
They could have gone with something better than that.
Teraflops.
I wonder how many teraflops LeBron James had.
Oh, shots fired.
16 gigabyte memory. Memory bandwidth is 448 gigabytes per second. The internal storage is a custom 825 gig solid state, so load times are going to be nothing.
High speed solid state.
And one thing I didn't actually include in the article, there is the possibility for additional storage that you can add in there. I forget what it's up to. I want to say a terabyte. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they have the same option as the PS4, which is what I do because everything's so large now.
Yeah.
I just bought like a $60
right,
the external. Seagate external hard drive for it, but it was a terabyte.
Yeah. Optical drive is going to be 4K UHD, which isn't surprising. One of the other things, I didn't put it in the article, but it's going to allow for ray tracing.
Yes.
Which is kind of the new push in graphics, and it's going to be real, real cool. If you watch the Gran Turismo 7 trailer, it kind of shows off the ray tracing, I think, better than anything else. So definitely awesome graphics improvement there. But as far as the event goes after that, it's just a crap load of games.
26, I think.
That's what I got. Did you guys have a favorite? Were you able to watch a lot of it? Or
yes, I watched the whole thing. I was in Tybee Island, but I did watch the whole thing. I excluded myself from friends and did what's more important, which is video games. My number one that I'm most excited for is the remake of Demon's Souls. And I've been a Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Bloodborne.
That's a game that they created in Grandma's Boy. I have no legs.
Did you? How long were you sitting on that one? Were you waiting?
I had a feeling you were coming with Demon's Souls, so I just wanted to make sure.
Well, by God, you did work, and I was like, that was a good joke, because it's the old it's the one that came out for PS3. Demon's Souls did, and it is. I've seen a side by side trailer remake, which the trailer for the PS3 is exactly the one they used for the PS4 okay. or 5, and the differences are just absolutely mind blowing. Like to look to at least the difference from 3 to 5. Obviously, that should be a huge leap, mm-hmm. but yeah. even just going back and playing, I played the Dark Souls 2 remake or remaster. That just came out for PS4, or just regular Dark Souls, sorry. Demon's Souls is the first one in the Soulsborne franchise. So it's Demon's Souls, Dark Souls 1, 2, 3. Bloodborne was somewhere in there. I fucking forget where. But that's the one I'm most excited for. What about you, Seba? Probably some sports game, you freak.
Yeah, look, I think Tim hit the nail on the head. You know, Sony always, with a new console launch, always puts a lot of resources, time, energy into the Gran Turismo series. Always great games, you know. I think that's one that I'm excited about. I think, you know, all the sports games, obviously the only sports game that they showed was NBA 2K. You know, Zion Williamson looked like Zion Williamson. The sweat beads were pretty realistic. So I didn't watch the whole event, so I didn't see all of the games. But, you know, those are the two that stuck out to me. And then the weird cat one.
Stray. I cannot wait to play that.
I think it's going to be fun, right? Like, you're finding – it's like a post-apocalyptic
– like, all humans are dead.
Where you do little, like – missions and try to find your way home or whatever.
We don't know.
I mean, I think it could be fun. Yeah, I think those are the ones that stick out to me.
I gotta go obviously with Spider-Man Miles Morales. Yeah. You know, I'm excited to see that. I really enjoyed the most current one on the PS4. And apparently that this is going to be a standalone, so it's not going to be tied in to the latest Spider-Man game. So which yeah, I'm excited about. So let it be its own thing. And we'll see what happens. I would like to see. I don't know if they showed. Did they show FIFA?
The only sports game they showed was NBA. So.
Even though I'm not a gigantic FIFA fan, I mean, visually those games already look amazing. I mean, they are incredibly frustrating to play because it's so much controller finesse.
But, not for me, bro. Golazo! Golazo! Go! 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 Go!
But yeah, those, you know, yeah, Spider-Man Miles Morales is definitely the one that stood out to me. And then what was the Resident Evil one that was in there?
8 Village.
Village.
It looks good. However, it's starting to really get over the top. It's looking like
they're going first person on that too.
Game, right. Yeah. Then it does.
They're going first person on that?
Huh?
First person?
Yeah, so it's going to be more like 7 instead of more like the 2 remake. And 3 remake.
Okay.
It's going to be more like 7. Just a slow, dumb guy walking through just things that you wouldn't want to fucking walk
right.
through.
Like, why are you going through that in the first place?
Not a huge fan.
What about you, Tim?
Yeah. Spider-Man's definitely at the top of that list for me. I've seen there's some leaks out there. I didn't really want to get into it because who knows how real they are, but they came out probably 2 months ago. And one of the things they mentioned was it's set at Christmas time and the snow kind of comes and goes. And the gameplay they showed in this leak or whatever, you can see the footprints of every person in the snow and the graphics are just insane. But I didn't want to get too much into it in case, you know, it's, who knows if it's real or not. Right, yeah. Right. But some of that was confirmed in the trailer. And so, it looks awesome. The first one was great. I love it. I'm excited. I think it's pretty cool they're bringing back some franchises. Hitman, Ratchet and Clank.
Mm-hmm. That trailer surprised the fuck out of me because the other Ratchet and Clank games were fun. They all looked relatively the same, but this man, what, like getting into, they're really going to push the boundaries when it, because it's like a dimension jump game.
What's so, next? What's next? Banjo and Kazooie?
That's Nintendo, but good try.
The Project Athea.
Yes.
I thought that looked that looked pretty great.
Yeah. The makers of Final Fantasy.
Yep. Yep. And that one, I mentioned in the article, that one's been shown off as kind of what the Unreal Engine 5 is capable of. So if they're using, if Epic Games is using that as kind of their poster child for that, it's going to be pretty great.
You know, I'll bet that since it's, this is just Project Athea, I bet it probably will turn out to be a Final Fantasy game. I think it'll, it might be Final Fantasy 16.
You think?
I think so. I would love that. I would fucking, I mean, there's dragons and whatever else the fuck was in that trailer.
I read that.
Cursing a whole lot. Is that just me?
Nah. Okay, good. Yeah, I did read Project Athea as just a placeholder title. And
not last time, but they've done that before. And I'm pretty sure they did that for Final Fantasy 15. Because everyone thought that Final Fantasy 15 was going to be Final Fantasy 14, just like an addition to the to that, but it turned out to be its own standalone game.
Either way, it looks pretty dope. So. Absolutely.
You know what I thought looked really, really good is that Destruction All-Stars.
Yeah.
It looks like Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah.
But like with luchadors and other shit like that.
I thought it was like a Rocket League type game.
So it looks like Rocket League, Twisted Metal, and like a weird kind of it looks like a Cars Battle Royale, to be honest.
Yeah.
Destruction Derby?
Yeah, Destruction
Derby. Remember that on PS1? That was a launch title for PS1, which was awesome.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. You remember, what was the Burnout game where the crashes, Burnout Paradise, maybe? The crashes in that game look awesome, but the crashes in this game look fucking ridiculous. Like, one car gets cut straight in half. Mm. it looked fucking awesome. And
I didn't see that one, but that sounds really cool.
You should check this one out. And and another aspect to it, it looks like when your car gets exploded, or you can do it at random, you can also jump out of your car and be a guy running around, or a girl.
Yeah.
You know, a person running around.
A human.
Or robot. We don't just know. Let's see. Did you fart?
No.
It must have been me.
It hurts to fart.
There was another one called Kena Bridge of the Spirits. It looks like a little cartoony game.
Yeah.
Graphics on it look great. Hold on, Saba, you might like it.
Well, I think that we need to clarify why it hurts to fart for Brian. He broke ribs, okay? That could have gone in a lot of different directions.
Well, I was just gonna cut that part out of the podcast. But in case I don't, yes, I broke two ribs over the weekend.
So ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Saba.
Sorry, Jordan.
I'll probably still cut that part out.
No, don't cut it out.
I'll leave it in there.
Don't cut it out.
My pain is for everyone to laugh at.
Oh, no, it's not laughing at it. We were just laughing because it sounded like you're like, oh, my asshole hurts.
Very good point. Thank you guys for always looking out.
I've heard one of the big focuses for the PS5 is going to be exactly that, more story-driven. Because I think a lot of people saw Red Dead Redemption.
There we go.
And was like, oh, yeah, this is what people want to play now. Not, you know, we don't need everything to be a battle royal.
Right.
There's
another. Which that trend's already on the downward slope. I mean,
not at all.
I disagree, man. I disagree
with your disagreement.
Well, you're allowed. I think that people, you can only play the battle royale so many times. You know, PUBG, Apex, Call of Duty, you know, I think people are wanting more depth, you know, wanting a story, wanting a game, wanting another Grand Theft Auto, those types of things, a Final Fantasy. I think that people want it.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with you. However, the games that people love playing when they're just kind of bored and their friends are on.
Right.
Like, you can't two-player a Final Fantasy or a Grand Theft Auto. I mean, you can with GTA 5 again, going to a new
– we'll get to that.
Having too. A new trailer. Warzone is season 4 just dropped Friday or Thursday or something.
And everybody's complaining that they didn't add anything. That's what I'm reading.
No, I'm happy with it. I mean, I would have been playing the fucking game anyways. I mean, they changed some of the on-ground and in-game like loot guns, but once you get your care package, you don't really need them. I think that the big changes are coming later in the season, maybe even next season, because as soon as they drop a new map, everyone's going to be thrown right back in, just like Apex did.
Yeah.
And they add little new characters, they add blah, 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 blah. And I mean, Warzone's crushing it right now. Well, that's also going to be on PS5. So is Apex and Fortnite and all the other ones. And that's a joke that a lot of people have now, is that everyone arguing about the Xbox Series X specs looking better, is that it's not going to matter because you're just going to be playing Apex, your fucking Battle Royale games.
Yeah.
So it's all going to be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not going to have to get like the PlayStation 5 version of them either. They're actually, that was one of the features, is all those games that you own right now on the PS4, they'll upgrade to the PS5 for that. So we're going to take a quick little time out for Andrew Newman, attorney at law. When we get back, we're going to guess what the price points are going to be and, you know, talk about what games we would like to see possibly remastered on the PS5. So we'll see you in a second.
We'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Located here in Greensboro, North Carolina, he can assist you with your criminal as well as traffic violations. And his practice includes Guilford, Forsyth, as well as all surrounding counties. To set up a free consultation, you can contact him at 336-663-2388. And you can also visit him on his website, attorneynewman.com.
Yo, what's good, people? This is Trackstar, the DJ of Run the Jewels, and you're listening to the homies over at Zero Dark Nerdy.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, big thank you to Andrew Newman, attorney at law, the best damn attorney in all of North Carolina. So we're going to go over some games that we would love to see remastered, you know, with the PS5, obviously, with the new processor, the memory, Unreal Engine, all that. We are going to have an episode. We've been meaning to do it, but I broke two ribs this weekend. We're going to do favorite sports games. So we'll save that episode for later. But I would love to see, and Jordan, I think, will back me up on this, if they were to ever remake NBA Street Volume 1 and Volume 2 for the PS5, I would just go crazy. That's one of my all-time favorite basketball games.
They did make a Volume 3, but it was really
By the time they did Volume 3, it kind of fell off. I'd love to see that. And one of just kind of like one of my favorite, not just sports games, but especially extreme sports games, has to be
SSX Tricky.
So awesome, awesome board game. If you never played that, apparently, I don't know how far back it's going to be. But I think the PS5 is only going to go back to PS4 games for backwards compatibility. But you never know. Maybe they'll have it as a downloadable game and be able to catch up with the processors.
Streamable game like the PlayStation Now has.
Right.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. I think the focus is going to be PS Now for anything older.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely cool with that. So that's just, you know, what I would love to see there on the new PS5. Saba, who do you got?
You know, I'd love to see a game with superheroes in it, like the Avengers, where half of them die, and then you have to travel through time and collect these colored rocks and put them in this glove and bring everybody back. Like, that would be a game that I would love to play.
Like that, you just wanted to.
What do you think you would call that game?
Endgame. I would call it Endgame.
You would call it End?
Endgame.
Oh,
no. All jokes aside, I you guys know I pretty much played sports games. I play shooters, but I pretty much play sports games. I would love to see some of these old titles that were on, you know, way back when I was younger, bring those back, you know, like the World Series baseball. I would like to see a different baseball game besides the show.
I agree.
I think something classic. Something along those lines, like a Tecmo Bowl style game. I think obviously, you know, 2K Golf is coming. That's going to, you know, 2K's got a golf game that's coming that's going to replace the EA Sports franchise. I think that there's some real potential there. College football, man, like, they got to work through this player, you know, the player likeness situations, yeah. And they got to take care of the players so they can bring that franchise back, because that's a monster. You know, I talked about a new Grand Theft Auto. I you know, GTA 5 is, you know, it's like, it's 5 years old now, at least,
yeah,
right?
Just, yeah, it is. I think they're buying their time before they release the new one, just to make it as, you know, like, bigger and better.
I think the another thing here with place with Sony, and maybe we should have kind of talked about this at the top, is Microsoft and Sony both do this. They've done this with the last two or three iterations of their console. They make them much more powerful than the current technology can handle. So right now at the launch, you're looking at 60 frames per second on 4K televisions, right? But in 4 years, when 8K TVs are the norm, you're going to be able to get up to 120 frames per second. That's really going to open up their ability to do a lot of different things, bring a lot, you know, sports games at 120 frames per second, those types of things. I think early on, I think they're really, you know, you talked about buying their time with some of the launch titles and some of the things they have. I think they're kind of waiting until some of this technology that's in the system catches up with what we have in our home. So, you know, I think early on, I'd like to see some of the old franchises come back. I'd like to see a Grand Theft Auto. And, I love Final Fantasy. So anytime that there's an opportunity for some Final Fantasy style action where I can, you know, call down, you know, big spells that
your summons and your
summon things, you know, there's
I'll ask.
Jim, what about you, bud?
Well, there's a game coming out. It's a somewhat of a it's a remake. It's coming out in September, and I want it the day it comes out. It was my favorite game as a kid. And so I'm hoping it gets ported over to PS5. I think it probably will eventually. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Jordan is disgusted with
I am
that.
Not disgusted. I'm saying.
Disgusted.
Is that how I said that? No, I'm not disgusted at it. I think it'll be I spent way too much time on those games.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the nostalgia of them will be amazing.
Right.
However, I do believe that nostalgia will be short-lived as soon as you play for, I'm going to say, an hour and a half.
Wow. Ooh.
Tim, I support you. I'm with you, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim, I support you.
For an hour and a half.
Excuse me wrong.
I'm excited to see what they would incorporate on a multiplayer for that. You know, if it would just be like a half bike contest, or
you mean two, like online?
Yeah.
Tony Hawk 2 was the first game I ever played online.
Really?
And you could play I forget what they called it, like graffiti or something.
It was graffiti, baby.
Graffiti. You could do that multiplayer online, and you could do skate, like horse.
Oh yeah.
You try to top score. Yeah, as long as the ill revert is in there, good luck. I'm hitting million point tricks the whole time. But the other one, you know, with Ratchet and Clank and Hitman and some of the older franchises kind of showing up, we actually mentioned it earlier. I'm hoping Twisted Metal makes a comeback.
That would be so. I'm waiting. Twisted Metal Black, when it came back, dude.
Yeah,
it was hard.
Yeah,
and it's a perfect time for it too, which is, I mean, I assume this is why this game is coming out,
right?
Because it's a perfect time for, or the, what did I say, Destruction All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's because imagine Twisted Metal Online with like 50 people in there.
God. Yeah, that's a battle royale.
Would that be?
Yeah,
that's one hell of a battle royale.
Tagline right there.
Yeah. Boom. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Jordan?
Let's see. The things I want to see. Are we talking remasters or like
either remastered or remade?
Okay, there's a PlayStation 2 game called Okami. And it's where you played this little white wolf that you had a magical paintbrush. As I'm saying it out loud.
Do tell, go on.
Sounds weird, but man, the game was fucking beautiful. It was pretty much it was a work of art the entire game. Very story driven and very, very, very good for its time. It was cel shaded back then, which was all the rage for a while there. So I hope that makes a comeback, Okami. I don't know why this has not been a thing yet, but since they've been making all these goddamn Resident Evil remakes, why don't we have a Silent Hill remake yet?
Yeah.
I know, Saba, you won't play them because they're a horror movie. You're not even listening right now, probably. But
damn, Silent Hill, horror movies. Right.
Silent Hill.
And they scrapped the one with Norman Reedus.
Yeah, because the Hideo Kojima and
Guillermo
del Toro had creative differences, but and Kojima left Kojima Studios. Silent Hill remakes, I need them, because those games to me were scarier than the Resident Evil remakes, because Silent Hill was all about you're alone, and sometimes hell just happens to pop up. I would, especially on next gen graphics, even on current gen, I wish they would have done that shit, because the Resident Evil remakes were phenomenal. I also would love to see another Devil May Cry game. And
Dante,
probably my biggest one, there's a game called Shadow of the Colossus that I think only me and my brother played on Earth, but it was by the Sony Computer Entertainment of Japan, and it had 16 enemies in it, and that's it. And it was one of the most beautiful games ever. It was you and your horse, and you rode to find the enemy. These giant colossi.
Yes, the third one.
Colossi. And you would climb them and you would take them down, and it was, I'm telling you, just the graphics alone back then.
I always remember seeing the case for it. I just never played it.
Amazing.
It's one of those, like, you just kind of wonder, like, when you know, back in the day going to Blockbuster. Like,
Blockbuster, you know, yeah.
Movies any good? Yes. I always thought about that whenever I saw that case.
It's literally, it was, for a long time, even through the three, it was my favorite, because it came out on two. Through the three, it was probably my favorite game. And my brother, Skyler, watched me play it. And I don't even know if he played it. He just had a good time watching me play it. It was that good. Chef's kiss.
You know, there was another game that I remember when I was a kid on the Genesis, a game called Comic Zone. You guys remember that?
Fuck yes. You just slapped me with nostalgia.
That was like a side scroller, like you were in a comic book. Mm-hmm. I think that with all this new technology, like maybe like doing something similar to that, or even like a graphic novel, like I think that could be really cool with the new tech specs on these systems, something along those lines that kind of goes back to an older style game, right? that was before its time.
They could really push the boundaries of that too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You remember how you could jump the comic pages
through the page. Awesome. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Oh my, could you imagine? Well, there, like it's the dimension jumping now is like a thing, but
yeah,
that sounds really fucking cool. Saba, I don't know if you guys remember a little fighting game called Def Jam.
Oh,
you guys remember
Vendetta?
Wow. Remember
Def Jam? That's Def Jam's still a thing, yeah?
Yes, it was Def Jam Vendetta.
No, that was the second one.
No, that was the first one.
No, it was not.
No, it was.
You want to bet?
That was the first one.
You want to bet on it?
We had this conversation.
New York.
Fuck! Do they make, I mean, outside of Mortal Kombat, do they make fighting games anymore? Are they still doing like Marvel Capcom games?
Marvel vs. Capcom,
yep.
Mortal Kombat, Soul Calibur, Tekken. Yep.
They're still doing Soul Calibur and Tekken?
Yeah.
You remember that first Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast?
Yes. No one can beat it. No one on earth can beat
it.
It was huge.
It was fucking huge. He's your best show caliber game in the world. It's really good, really good. It's your best game, fighting game, all the games. It was really good. Jesus. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, Def Jam Vendetta would be the shit. All right, so before we wrap up, what is
was that your Sammy Davis Jr. impression? Because that is not nice. We love Sammy.
Yeah, price point. So what? Everybody takes a stab at what we think. And I know they're going to have different models, obviously. You know, the one with a disc, without a disc. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, we go with, like, your basic one.
With disc.
With disc. Where do we
go? No, the basic one's going to be without disc. You're going to pay extra for the disc drive. I mean, I haven't bought a disc in 5 years.
I'm a disc guy.
See, yeah, same. Yeah.
I have to have the physical copy.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a collectible.
You and I had this conversation.
I can let someone else borrow it.
Yes.
So here's the thing. You don't have an Xbox. So Xbox has a feature called Game Share, where you can share with a person. And if it's a digital copy, they can just download it right off your hard drive. If it's a disked version of the game, they have to have the disc to be able to play the game. So Xbox actually for years Microsoft has been promoting the all digital platform. So
I like Jordan though, I mean you guys have seen the collection though. I just prefer
the physical copy.
It's weird, man.
It's not weird actually.
I prefer the digital copy, but if they'll start doing digital copies cheaper, I'm on board.
Yeah, like why would they not do a digital copy cheaper?
They don't either. That's the crazy thing. When you buy from GameStop or from like Best Buy or whatever, the disced copy is always on sale or whatever, and the digital copy is not on sale for whatever reason. I don't know.
It's because it's conveniency, and you had to get out of your shit-ridden house to go buy the copy. So they're like,
especially
wait a minute. What is it?
It's a shit ridden.
No. What you said? Why would you buy that? Because it's convenient. Because it's conveniency.
Yeah. Is that a word?
I don't know.
It is now.
I just think it's convenient.
Someone look that shit up, man.
So Tim, based on your article and your story, where do you think we're going? You know, we'll kick it off with you. As far as price points, and you could say both. You could say for the disc or discless.
So I saw an interview today, actually, with I think it was Sony's. I don't know, it was the president of PlayStation.
Yeah.
And he said their focus is not on price but on value.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
But the PS3 debuted at $600 and they have always said that was a mistake. So
yeah. Well,
I think we're looking at $500, probably $499.99. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll follow suit with the Xbox One S and drop $50 off if you go discless. So $449 and $499 is my guess.
I think we're looking at, so PS4 dropped on like November 15th. November 14th, mm-hmm. the year that it came out. So I think we're looking at a, you know, week and a half-ish prior to Thanksgiving, to Black Friday. Pre-orders, you know, Tim and I were texting back and forth on this in terms of pre-orders. They're not really pre-ordering yet. There is some site in London right now that's accepting pre-orders at $700. But, you know, I signed up. If anybody who wants to, you know, pre-order it or have information on pre-orders, you can go to the GameStop website. You can go to the Best Buy website. You can sign up, put in your email address, and they'll send you an email when it's time to, when pre-orders are available. I would highly suggest a pre-order because of COVID-19. They don't do a lot of inventory to begin with, but if you want a PS5 or if you want the Xbox Project X when it launches, you're gonna have to put a pre-order in, and you're gonna have to pay for it all up front, probably.
Yeah. I mean, if you expect to go out on Black Friday this year and land yourself a PlayStation 5, good fucking luck.
I mean, you haven't been able to buy a fucking Nintendo Switch for like 3 months.
Right.
Because the day it lockdown happened, everybody went out and started buying them for their kids because they knew that. And there hasn't been one in stock anywhere in months.
Yep.
Because of COVID, because of, you know, everything. So expect a very similar situation with the PS5. You know, there's going to be an initial shipment. And then you're probably not going to see more until after the first of the year. So
here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you how much the maximum amount I would spend on a PlayStation 5. I don't think I would pay more than $800 for the PlayStation 5. If there were none available, I missed my chance, whatever the fuck happened. They were all snatched up within the first 30 minutes, whatever. Someone had one scalped for $799. I think I'd pay that.
Okay. If you give me $800 right now, I'll make sure you have one.
That's not what I said.
I just want to take care of you.
Man. There you go. Options.
If you want to take care of me, how about I give you $200? And you take care of me and you make sure I have one, and then I'll give you the rest upon receival.
Upon receival.
Yeah. It's your words, man. A conveniency. I'm receival of the conveniency.
I'm receival of the conveniency on your behalf.
I think there's one thing to keep in mind here. Microsoft has an event in July. Tim kind of, again, Tim and I were texting back and forth. Mm-hmm. He thinks that PlayStation, that Sony's waiting for Microsoft. I think that when Microsoft unveils the Project X next month in July, I think they're going to tell you how much it's going to cost.
Right. Yeah,
and then I think you'll see PlayStation follow suit. I think they'll be the same price or, you know, relatively, you know, similar. So
$30
difference or some shit like that.
It's no longer Project Scarlet, right?
No, it's
Project X. Yeah,
Series X,
whatever. So I think one thing to keep in mind here, and I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole on this because we're going to have another conversation about just the Xbox.
Yeah.
You know, the Xbox has an additional 175 gigabyte solid state drive. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit beefier of a machine from a tech spec standpoint. And I think Jordan's absolutely right. They're not going to be able to take full advantage of those specs, but I think because of the way it looks on paper, when you stack them next to each other, I think the price tag is going to be slightly higher and it's going to be justified. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. We'll definitely see. I mean, as of right now, I've always thought that PlayStation has the best titles.
Game selection
as far as their titles go compared to Microsoft. You know, it's always been just kind of Halo. And, you know, maybe one or two others where PlayStation has a lot more titles that are specific to that brand that knock it out of the park. So there's going to be pros and cons, and we can get into that when the Xbox thing does come out. So, you know, it's good to catch up over this. We got more episodes coming your way, obviously, during COVID. Of course, big, big thank you to our sponsor, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, Zipster, responsible for our amazing website and SEO services. Our website, of course, popculturepodcast.com. You get videos, blogs, insight, of course, podcast episodes. And drop us a line, any episodes you want us to do. So on behalf of Tim, Saba, Jordan, this is Brian. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, rate, all over the place.
I do have one more thing to say. We were wrong. Vendetta was first.
Yes.
Fight for New York was second. Wrong.
There was no we.
And there was a no, you said Vendetta was second.
No, I said Vendetta was first. You guys heard me.
Vendetta was, yeah.
Yeah. And then Fight for New York was second.
And then Icon was third.
I didn't even know they made a third.
I didn't either.
It was also Fight
Go
for
play North. Def Jam, Vendetta, and Fight for New
Fight
York.
Fight for New York, the takeover also.
I think Jordan should do his Sammy Davis Jr. impression again if we go out.
Listen.
Again, thank you guys for listening. We love you, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Bam! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.